and welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a supernatural retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
And we're going to be talking about more episodes of Supernatural.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shocked.
This week, I finally got to saw the one episode.
I finally got to see
the one episode of Supernatural I have never seen before. And it was All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I finally got to saw. I told you I'm fucking tired. You say shit like that and it gets me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then we watched Clap Your Hands If You Believe, another great episode. And then Caged Heat, which I had no idea what this was about, actually.
I forgot as well.
And then it was coming back to me. But anyway, I feel like this is just brand new for All Dogs Go to Heaven. Because like I said, I've never seen this episode before. I saw the first 5 minutes, passed out, woke up, saw the last 2 minutes.
You, in the beginning, you were like, I remember this. And then we watched the episode. In the last, 5 minutes, Sam and Dean are on that bench. And you're like, okay, yeah, I remember this, too. And I'm like, that's it?
That's
you were like, mm-hmm.
I told you, I don't remember any, I vaguely almost, remember it, in a fever dream. And I was that would make sense, too. Because I was just passed out in, some weird fever dream. And
most episodes of Supernatural seem like a fever dream.
Yeah, so, this is definitely it. Except I did recognize the one bad guy. He's in a later episode of Supernatural.
And he
I
was sure
like, is that, what's his face? And then you're like, yep, that definitely is.
But absolutely.
Guys, reusing actors again?
A lot.
When will they learn? I mean, they're good actors, but, I don't know. There's a plethora of people out there to use.
It's 15 seasons of Supernatural. Vancouver's only so big.
I mean, I guess, but I guess you're right. They are people in Vancouver. Yeah.
Vancouver's only so big. Got our 18th blood cannon.
Oh, yeah. We start out with our 18th blood cannon from the dog attacking the dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, the rest of the episode is just pretty much Crowley's just like, go find this werewolf, boys, because you work for me. Heh. I kind of forgot how, I don't like Crowley here. Honestly, I was just he gets better. A lot better. I know at the time when we watched this, I was like, ooh, he's a sassy villain. Cool, whatever, I like him. But here I was just like, Crowley, you're kind of a dick. I kind of forgot, but again, I forgot about this episode. So, I was just I kind of forgot, how much he was just I'm not gonna give back your soul, boys. You're my bitch. Do what I say, so.
I think you forgot at this point, they're still enemies, they're not really frenemies.
Yeah, well, they're really enemies. And then going on with Caged Heat, I was just oh, it's just adding to the point of I really don't like Crowley right now.
I still like him. I don't care.
I mean, I do. I think I appreciate it, but I was just kind of huh, wow.
You're yeah, watching this for the first time, he would be very irritating and you would not like him.
Yeah, just knowing. He was just sassy. I think because of how different he is now and what he becomes, I think I was just I don't prefer this side to him.
I love all of them. He is so funny.
I think it was just when he's introduced, he's hilarious. And then I'm okay, you're kind of an enemy, but
he was helping the boys, and now he's not really helping the boys. He's holding Sam's soul hostage, and we don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like that.
You know what I did like, though? I liked all the product that was in Dean's hair and also his jacket. He was looking good this episode.
Yeah, I thought he was doing good.
That was off topic. I just wanted to mention it. I was like, Dean, you're looking good. Trying to look nice after his breakup with Lisa.
I know, literally. I feel like there isn't that much to say about this episode. I don't know. It was just kind of a random filler. You think it's a werewolf and it's really a skinwalker. That was fun. I forgot that.
That was a twist.
Skinwalkers are a thing. And I was like, ooh, I like this. I feel like we never see them ever again. They're kind of like
They're one of the ones where you hear them, they'll mention them.
Yeah.
But it's they're crossing them off the list.
And I do
of
really
what
like they were like, oh, like an actual one? I don't even know the lore on that, which is kind of funny being I gotta brush up on the lore. Feeding the audience of what the lore of a skinwalker is.
What's the lore again, Sam?
I really did like that, because in my head they're trying to prompt you, because the audience is wondering, what's a skinwalker?
That's actually really funny. I didn't think about it like
I
that.
I did. It was really funny, and I was like, that was a good way. That was a really, really good way, because if you're not noticing it, that's the thing, because he's like, wow, I gotta brush up on what are they again?
I'm pissed. You're right. I can't believe I missed that. They did it so flawlessly, though. I mean, listen, Jensen was convincing that he needed to brush up on that skinwalker
voice.
Well,
they do it pretty well, because it is the whole thing of if they call Bobby, they'll say, oh, it's Jin, it's a gene, blah, 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 and then they tell you how to kill it. Also, too, you could raise the fact of, well, what is this monster in, like, this universe, too? Because, mm-hmm. like, vampires, normally it's like, oh, stake to the heart. But, like, in Supernatural, it's you chop off its head. So it's like, what's the difference? Yeah, so, like, I do really like that. It could change, but in reality, they usually stay relatively the same.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all the dogs in this episode were so cute.
Of course.
I know they were big, angry, scary dogs, but, like, I say big, angry, scary dogs, like German Shepherds and Rottweilers and...
They are large, intimidating pups.
Yes. But they were all so cute, and, like, they had all, like, the puppy dog eyes, and they're... And I'm like, oh!
Mm.
I'm like, good boys, good trained dogs. That's all I can think of is just good trained doggos.
Good boy. Murder that terrible drunk boyfriend.
I know. I mean,
for our 19th blood cannon, there are two in this episode.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is the second or third. There's been less than five episodes with more than two blood cannons.
Right, yeah.
This might be, like, the third, I want to say. I feel like there's one more than... I don't even remember what it was, but I remember...
This might be the third.
There was one... I know Hammer of the Gods, I think we said, was one. Because Lucifer kept killing people, and then, like, there was, like, blood! And, like, we kind of counted those as blood cannons. And there was one other one that we were like, oh, there was, like, two. And I was really surprised. Maybe it was, like, the horror, the monster movie one or something. Not the monster movie. The one where they're, like, on set as a PA.
Hollywood Babylon?
Yeah, that one. I was like, that's what I thought it was. And I was like...
You really meshed, like, these three episodes together here.
Shit you not. I was like, yeah. The Hollywood Babylon is the black and white monster movie with the dog. Like, that's how all three of those episodes are in my head together. They're never together. And then I'm like, you know, the one in season 10. You're like, no, the other dog one.
You're like, no, the first dog episode.
I'm like, I don't know.
Love that there are two dog episodes and you have to differentiate. No, the one before that.
Hey,
the
lovely Misha Collins once said, how the hell am I supposed to remember this shit?
Wise words.
Yes.
Wise words. I mean, as you can see from us being like, whoa, I remember this episode.
Well, it, like, wasn't necessary. Well, again, it's really hard because, don't laugh. At the time, like, in season 10, obviously this isn't necessary. And I think we did talk about how, like, we binged this so fast that what happened in season 1 really doesn't matter in season 9 now. Because, like, we're well past that. The boys aren't struggling to exorcise demons anymore. It's like, how in the world do we kill the devil again? Like,
John's been dead. We're well past that.
Yeah, seriously. So it's always just funny to me when they're like, oh, Crowley. I'm like, that's your issue right now? Like,
yeah, I'm still like, oh, just trying to get Sam's soul back? Really? You haven't figured this out in an afternoon?
It's nice to rewatch this a little bit. And yeah, like, and I really think I appreciated, like, season 6 more. And I know everyone's just like, season 7 is garbage, but I'm actually really excited to get to that because I think I'm going to appreciate it more than I did. Because I remember I did rewatch season 7 and I was like, okay, it's not as bad as, like, when we first watched it. Sierra, I also agree that I think you're going to appreciate it a little bit more.
I will appreciate it.
But you're not going to, like, love it.
A little bit more. I will still not like it.
Yeah, as a whole, I think.
As a whole, I will still not
because,
like it.
Because, yeah, season 7 has a lot more fillers. But, yeah, I think the only thing now is just that, I think I said this last week, was just, yeah, it's like Purgatory, Soul Sam. Okay, we're done. Move on. Like, chop chop. Like, let's get to the more, like,
I get it. Let's get into the meat. Let's go.
Because there's, like, a big thing at the end of season 6 that, like, I'm trying to remember, but, like, I don't want to, like, spoil myself for
She keeps combining events from 7, 8, and 6 into at the end of 6, and I'm like, all of that cannot possibly have happened at the end of 6.
I, like, keep forgetting. Like, I know, and I have to just think, be like, okay, season 6 was this. Got it. And I was like, season 7, this person wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And I was like, season 8 is... this. And I guess in my head, I'm, like, chunking it together as, like, season 6, 7, mm-hmm. and 8, when in reality, it's, like, part 1, like, 1 and 2 of 6, 1 and 2 of 7, and 1 and 2 of 8. Because I'm like, well, season 8 was, like, the end of everything that happened in season 8, because I don't remember the beginning. Oh. Season 7 is, like, oh, well, like, this had happened at the end, so, like, that's all that was in season 7. For season 6, all I'm just like, oh, it's just about, like, the alphas. And I'm like, but there's something else that happens in season 6 regarding Purgatory. And that's what, mm-hmm. like, blurs my mind, which I'm like, Purgatory season 7. I'm like, wait, no, that's, like, end of 6.
No, you're like, Purgatory is season 6, 7, and 8.
I'm so confused. And I don't know. Like, everything keeps happening. And then the whole time, I'm just like, I have to think, like, where is Cass and everything? Because, like, he's the most important part of this. It's just like, where is Cass in all these seasons? That's how I can tell the difference in this season. It's like... Cass's mindset.
That's fair. Cass does have a lot of side quests because he is an icon who's trying to just get shit done.
It's like what is his quest?
What is his current quest this season?
Yeah, and then I'm like, what is his adventure?
His civil war with the angels.
Like, his, my whole thing is like, yeah, it's like, what is Cass's arc this season? And I'm like, oh, it's this arc. Or it's, oh, it's this arc. Oh, it's this arc. And that kind of...
What does the angel man learn this season?
Yeah, and so it's really hard to kind of keep them together because I'm like, oh, yeah. As you know, like, there's different versions of Cass. Like, the end Cass. There's going to be a lot of
versions.
Don't
talk to me about the different versions of Cass.
Yes. So that's how I keep it in my mind. Okay, I just went off on a tangent. Let's move on. I really enjoyed we get more of Solo Sam, although he's being a real dick.
Okay, but he's hilarious.
I mean, he is, but like, I feel
go
bad.
Go to hell. Already did. Didn't agree with me.
Well, and I was like, this poor police officer who's just like trying to do his job, and Sam's just like, yeah, like, okay, whatever. And then poor Dean's like, hello.
So anyway, you're going to tell me why we're here or,
No. And then I thought Dean was going to cut him some slack and be like, I'm sorry, he's just moody or something. You know what I mean? And then Dean just like throw right back at him. This poor police officer just standing there like, okay.
Dude's like, I guess I'll roll for this guy didn't react too bad. So he just like, because as soon as Sam was just like, so you're gonna tell us, or the guy started telling them information, he was like, oh, I guess that works on this guy. So
oh my god, I was so bad for this poor police officer. It's just like, he's just trying to do his job, and the boys are just like,
Sam is literally just like, so insults. Anyway,
I know. Regarding the monsters, I do really like that. Again, I think this is the thing I kind of forgot, is that like, because the world didn't end, all the monsters are like out recruiting, because they're like, okay, it's our time to shine now. The angels apocalypse didn't happen, our turn. Cool, we're gonna recruit people. Because, like, that was the whole story. Is like, you know, you turn 30 people, they infiltrate, and then what was it? Like, the bomb, right?
There was, like, sleeper cells?
Yeah, that was it. I was like, there was something. And I did like that, because, yeah, it's, like, mass destruction very fast.
To be
fair,
that's a really good idea. The monsterpocalypse. It's happening.
Yeah, well, and then it also made me think, see, I always bring up the whole, like, sire thing, even though you're like, it's not a thing. Because my whole thing is, like, why would these people listen to this alpha? But it has been shown that they have psychic connections between everyone. So, like, I brought that whole up, I feel like, with the vampires, is that we learn that they're like, well, we're good vampires. And it's like, well, why do the boys, and why do normal hunters usually generally think that vampires as a whole, monsters as a whole, are inherently evil? Because it's always kind of weird. They're like, well, the craving's too much. They're gonna turn, or they're gonna eat whoever and whatever. And it just kind of shows that, like, oh, well, this alpha that's alive is, like, kind of controlling them and being like, oh, you have to act this way, or giving them the impulses, I think, that, like, we just aren't thinking about. And that's what I'm thinking for the skinwalkers, is, like, that guy was just like, I don't want to kill them, but why didn't he just, like, not do it? I don't know. I mean, like, this was a poor example for this guy, but, like, he seemed to almost wanting to go through with it, almost like he had the impulse to kill, but there was just something in the back of his brain was like, no, I don't want to. So it's like, how did they turn this pack of, like, his pack of like 30 beings, and like, they were gonna just kill all these people, and then how would they control the next 150 people that they turned? I'd be a little pissed off if someone turned me into a vampire werewolf, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be hanging out with them. That was the whole thing that from the first vampire episode with John, I was like, why are these people hanging out with them? I was like, I guess weird, like Stockholm syndrome, but like, that's so weird.
Well,
to me,
it depends on if you feel positively or negatively towards being turned into a variety of monster.
Well, and that, I feel like it seemed like a lot of the monsters that were turned by a human that was turned into a monster, they seemed to react positively. And I was like, that's so weird. I feel like we've never seen the negative aspects. Like, now we haven't. I know there are some, but like, I don't know, it's just interesting to me. Like, I think this is where we get, well, the alpha is controlling them. That is why they are inherently, I say, sired to them. They're like, I'm gonna listen to you, kind of thing.
I mean, maybe. I still feel like there's a choice there.
I mean, there is. Like, we just watched the vampire episode where the girls were in, like, cages, but at the same time, they were like, oh, we still need, like, the blood. And I guess you could use that example of, well, they need food or whatever, but
I mean, I don't know. I don't really think there's any sort of... There may be some amount of influence with the alphas.
I think it's maybe, like, unconscious.
I really think it's more like their obedience to him is worshipful. Like, the alphas are their, you know, they're their fathers. They're like their gods. They like, want to make them happy. They want to do what the alphas ask them to do. That's kind of what I think the relationship is like. And you can choose whether you feel like that or like not.
No, I know. But I'm saying that we've only seen like they've only reacted positively usually. And I had wondered why.
I don't know. Madison wasn't pretty happy when she found out she was turned into a werewolf.
She didn't know.
Yeah. And then Sam tells her and she's not happy.
But I'm thinking because she didn't know, like, her, I say sire, like, didn't come and find her and been like, okay, let's go. Like,
what about that one dumb club girl that got turned into a vampire and she was like, this is just a bad trip.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but I still think she would, like, murdered people. I don't know. It was just a theory. I just had a thought about that because I had always wondered. Because that was the whole thing of just, like, if I was turned into a vampire, I'd be fucking pissed. I'm not going with you. Like, you are not my new family.
Fair.
Another reason why I know I didn't remember this episode is because in The one with Andy. The first one with Andy.
Yeah.
I don't remember the episode name. But the first one we meet with Andy and he, mm-hmm. Dean goes to shoot his brother, you know, with a sniper rifle. I knew I have never seen All Dogs Go to Heaven because I was like, Dean, you're bringing out the sniper rifle again? When they brought it out with Andy, I was like, you can do this? You're a good long shot? Really? And I was like, why don't we not see this more often? I feel like this is the only time that we've seen the sniper rifle. I don't think they do it a lot, which is really unfortunate.
They definitely don't. I don't remember another time they use it past like these two, maybe one more time in this season or in like season 7, but I don't really remember them using this very much.
Which is so weird. You would think that would be perfect. You just camp out and then you just like blow them away.
I would, but I don't like conflict.
Dean seemed pretty comfortable in like almost taking a shot with lots of people around that he knew that like he could most likely hit him.
You think John wouldn't have had them practice so much?
Well, I mean, I guess that would make sense. I don't know what John did in the military, but I'm assuming he was a Marine, right? I kind of think they all have to do a little practice in sharpshooting just in case. So, I mean, John probably taught Dean.
I feel like probably.
And you can get pretty good at sharpshooting, so, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Dean was just really good at it. You just gotta have that steady hand, and he seems pretty good about pulling the trigger.
Yeah, both boys seem pretty okay with their shooting abilities.
Yeah, so I was like, Dean, just super sexy, super sexy.
It was a good look on him.
Yeah, I was like, this is what you need to do.
It's like, stop getting blood all over yourself.
I know.
Just snipe them.
Yeah, you'd do good. Really last thing about this episode is just, like, their relationship. You know, the part I remembered about this episode is, again, when Sam and Dean are talking. And Sam, you know, tells Dean, like, the old me is gone. It's no longer me. Like, I was just kind of bullshitting you when I was like, yeah, I'm still in here. He's like, yeah, that person's dead. Like,
he's like, it's kind of me, but also it's, like, definitely not me anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, it makes sense. Like, that's the whole, like, the philosophy theory. Like, well, what makes a human? It's, like, a soul. So, like, what's the soul? Mm-hmm. Is that basic human nature? Or, like, what is it? Like, it makes you you. So, like, if that was gone, what is left behind?
Mm-hmm.
I just got really deep. What is left?
Not caring about literally anything, apparently.
Also, I really did like that Sam brought up the whole, like, Lisa thing. He's like, you keep talking to me, Lisa, and I don't care. And I was like, wow, Dean, how did you not even pick that up? Every single time, he'd be like, how's Lisa? And he'd be like, well, he's like, cool, let's move on.
Sam's like, I'm literally so disinterested.
Well, no, and then Dean would be like, oh, sorry, calling Lisa. And he was like, okay, moving on. Like, Sam, I was like, he's Dean, like, yeah. I'm even picking up that Sam gives two fucks about your relationship with Lisa right now. I don't know, I just kind of thought that was funny. I was like, yeah, he does not care at all. Like, he does not care. Because he's like, you're going away from hunting.
He also doesn't feel guilty over killing innocent people anymore.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, I wrote it down, not feeling guilty over innocent people, but still thinks it's best to get his soul back, even if he's a better hunter now.
Oh, I took that as, like, he doesn't feel guilty just, like, killing random people, like,
he doesn't have to, like, get the job done.
Yes. The whole thing of, like, back then, season 1 and 2 was all exercising demons. Mm-hmm. Now they don't give a shit. They're just, like, stabbing them left and right.
They're just
stabbing. It's that whole thing now, yes. I thought you meant, like, just Sam was, like, just okay with shooting random people.
Well, I mean, to be fair, when Dean was up there on the roof and he was like, I don't have a clean shot, the girl's in the way, and he's just like, then shoot through her.
He doesn't care to
get the job done.
I do agree with that. Yeah,
so concerning, not optimal,
which is funny because Bobby was the one that was just like, yeah, he pulled all those people from the building, he kept trying to save people, like, that was his thing, that was his end goal, was just
Sam's
to save
soul.
As many people as he could, and now Sam is just like not saving anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like a goal. Ooh, you know what I just thought of? I think that's the whole thing where Dean maybe like the goal was the goal. Like, you're looking for that goal and you're not, like, paying attention to, like, what's happening in the middle kind of thing. Sam was always paying attention to what was happening in the middle, the people he can save, the people whose lives were impacted. While he didn't look very big picture of, like, mm-hmm. the end goal of, like, oh, we have to shoot this vampire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I understand.
We have to kill this vampire. Like, when, yeah, they could go in guns blazing, they could use people as live bait. But Sam's like, no, we can't do that because, like, we're endangering others' lives.
Right, so you're talking about these two have tunnel vision. Sam's tunnel vision is saving people, or old Sam's. And then Dean's was hunting things.
Yeah, and now Sam has just changed to, my goal is to hunt things.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it. There's not
their tunnel vision. Their tunnel vision has seemed to have flipped.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Disconcerting.
But not optimal.
Okay, on to one of the better episodes of season 6. Actually, this is probably the best episode of season 6.
No. Second best episode of season 6.
What was the first? We haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay.
Clap your hands if you believe. This, for whatever reason, this episode was funnier. So much funnier than, like, when we watched it. I've seen this episode so many times, I feel like.
It's so funny, though.
But it's so funny. I don't know. I think a lot of people just quote it, and
I have about a page of notes. All of them except for two are quotes.
Yeah, like, they're just really funny. We have, again, Soulless Sam being so harsh. He really comes out of his shell, Soulless Sam, this episode. We really see the full circle of Sam, who Soulless Sam is as a person. I really enjoyed the intro of this episode. Like, it was very, what is it, X-Files, right?
It was the X-Files. They redid the intro for this episode. Very cute. Liked it.
I feel like all, like, the funny, like, filler episodes, they always redo the intro. Which often they should. Because it just makes it better.
It's just fun. It's just an extra thing they sprinkle in there that's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do get to see Sam in his, I guess, more natural state as soulless Sam. Because now Sam's being honest with Dean about how he's just like, buddy, I don't care about anything. Dean's like, okay, well, we'll work on it. We'll work on it. And Sam has gotten real bad at talking to witnesses. Like, so bad.
I know.
Because like, they're talking to all these people. They're like, what's going on in this town? They're all like, it's UFOs. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I think they're all convinced it's like a UFO.
Yeah, they all think it's UFOs.
Except this other lady. She does not think it's a UFO. She thinks it's fairies.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam's just like, yes. No, that's ridiculous. You know, you want to add glitter to the glue you're sniffing, that's fine. Just don't dump your wackadoo all over me. We'd rather not step in it.
I think my favorite part of that entire thing is we'd rather not step in it. Like, what? And then this lady was just like, what? I like how Dean again, like,
he's just like, blood sugar thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he's just like, bruh, you can't be saying this stuff.
I know,
like,
it's so she's crazy. Funny.
He's like, yeah, man, but you can't just tell people that. Yeah, guess what?
She actually wasn't crazy.
I know, she wasn't. She was the only one who knew the truth.
I don't know. The rest of the stuff was just funny. Because, yeah, like, Dean gets abducted. I say abducted. Searching the cornfield. And, of course, he calls Sam. He's just like, close encounter! Close encounter! He's like, oh, close encounter. They're still chasing you? Like, he just does not care. And he's like,
Are they still chasing you?
Be like, oh, what kind of encounter? The first? Second? And he's like, I'm being chased!
Third kind already.
Better run. But, that was just really funny. And poor Dean, of course, is just like, I'm gonna go down swinging. And brings out his knife, brings out his gun, and like,
I'm gonna fight him. Sam's just like, great. Orders another drink and checks out his waitress.
Yes. And then he goes, you know, to sleep with the weird hippie.
No, he goes to investigate for like a little bit first.
God. He's like, so you're telling me this is your life's work? This? And the guy's like,
oh, yeah.
Excuse me? Like, this is your life's work. This is sad and pathetic. I'm so sorry.
You have no workable leads? This is like, this thing's like 40 pages, no workable leads.
Yeah,
it's
just funny. And of course, this lady's like, oh my God, your brother was abducted. And he's like, oh, I've had time to adjust. And she's like, oh, what happened with your kid? No, about a half hour ago. I like how both of them were just shook. Like, what?
A whole half hour. I'm like, sorry. Yeah. Sam's just like, yeah, a whole half hour.
Yeah.
I've had time to adjust. But it's okay because Dean comes back.
Yeah, and I like how he comes back and he's just shooting, like, bah!
Yeah.
And he's like, I was only gone for like an hour. Like, Sam's like, you've been gone for a long time. He's like, okay, when your brother's abducted, you don't go fuck the weird hippie lady. You go find your brother. And then Sam's like, well,
I tried.
What am I supposed to do? Just suffer alone for the night? And Dean's like, yes! And I think it's really sad.
What did he say? What was it? It was really good. Oh, yeah. Dean says, you sit in the dark and you feel the loss.
Well, because I'm thinking, and Dean doesn't realize because, you know, he's not soulless. And I think he's just like, so I would still feel bad for Sam if I didn't have a soul. I don't think he would, Dean, though. But I think he's just like, my brother doesn't love me. And of course, he's always like afraid of like rejection and leaving and abandonment issues, you know, all that good stuff. So I think Dean's just like, my brother doesn't care about me. And then I'm like, I mean, you're not wrong, but like,
this it's isn't not his, brother. His fault.
Yeah, I know. I was like, it's not Sam, though. Like, yeah. I do also really like that Sam, again, as soulless as he may be, tries to console Dean because, you know, he's trying.
He tries.
Here's the thing. Dean is explaining the close encounter and being like, there's hands and things and whatever. And then he's like probing and he's like, stop it, Sam! And then like, I'm like, okay, Sam. And then he like put his hand on his knee. I'm like, Sam, if you thought your brother was getting probed, and he was just like, yes, I think more touches is what he wants right now. Like, no. Poor Dean is like, ugh, I don't know what's going on. But I do really like that he's like, you know, I just kept shooting and swinging and everything. And he's like, and I won. I don't think they were expecting that.
They were.
Like, I think they just let me go. And I'm like, that's fair.
He was so proud of himself.
To be fair, I mean, come on.
They were
like,
shook.
Could you imagine these, like, I say aliens, the aliens, you know, they're fairies. We're like, send him back. Yeah. We don't want him. Like, we're darn. Mm-hmm. He's too much. We don't want.
This one's too much trouble. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. And then, yeah, I thought that was funny.
Oh, maybe one of his knives or part of, I don't know, his gun or, I don't know, could have been made iron. They don't like iron.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong.
I'm like, oh, this guy's got iron. Take him away.
Yeah, he's really like, ah, that was a
trick. Really quick, I do love when they're kicking out the hippie girl from the motel room. She's like, I just gotta ask, what were they like? And Dean is literally so done. And he's just like, they were grabby, incandescent douchebags. Good night.
Yeah, seriously. He's like, well. But to be fair, could you imagine like being like, oh my God, what were the aliens like? And then they were like, they were grabby douchebags. Please leave. Like, I would be like, oh my God, yeah.
Dean was not in the mood.
Yeah.
Honey, sorry.
Well, and then it was here too, right? Where Dean's just like, you have to suffer. And Sam is mm-hmm. like, so having a soul means suffering. And he's like, I mean, I guess, but
no,
like.
No, Dean's like, yeah. That's what that means.
Like, I don't want to tell you. Sam's just, really feel bad.
Sam's really trying hard to understand having a soul and like empathy. And he's like, so instead of having sex with my waitress, I should just be alone in the dark and be sad. And Dean's like, yeah, exactly.
Well, and to me, it just reminds me of like, how do you explain color to a blind person? Like, that's what you're trying to do here, Dean. You're like, just trying to be like, how do you do this? And like, you know what it's supposed to be like, and you can kind of imagine what's going on. But like, I just don't know.
I don't know how to explain to you that you should care about other people.
yeah.
Sam, like, I don't know how to explain that to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to break down that concept any simpler for you.
So then, of course, Sam goes off, right? He's gonna go talk to someone. And Dean's left alone in the room.
Is Dean, he though?
Well, no, because the fairy comes back. And again, we get the good iconic quote. He's staring at the fairy and he's like, nipples? I'll tell you one thing, when we first watched that was not what I thought he was gonna say. Like, and I think that's
not what anyone thought he was gonna
like,
say.
Like, could you imagine James, like, being like something else and then just nipples? Like, but that's such a Dean thing to be like, wait, what am I looking at?
God, Sam comes back and just such, because Dean microwaves the fairy, right? And so he comes back and he's like, don't you see all the blech? The way they explained it was all the ick in there. The ick there. And Sam's like, we'll just say that you see it and I don't.
Dude, that was like the best thing for explaining. Because why do I feel like I want to know how, I always like want to know what the script is written as. Because to me, this is always really funny. Just did the stage direction just be like, don't you see the like gesturing to the weird, you know, gesturing. Yeah. And Jensen's like, don't you see the yeah? Like just yeah.
Did
just
they
like,
write out the word?
and then he changes it like, you don't see the bleh everywhere. I feel like that's like, and of course Dean's like, I don't know how to explain this to you. It's Dean's, just
Sam can't understand empathy. Sam can't see the fairy guts.
I'm just gonna say that you see it and I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Sam's like, what is it? He's like, you know, it was a tiny naked lady with wings. He's like, and she hit me.
Poor Dean.
He's like, what? I mean, to be fair, that fairy did pack a punch. Like,
it did.
It did, like really badly.
It got him good.
Yeah, and he was like, and she hit me.
She hit me.
Poor Dean's like, and Sam's just like, I don't know what to do with this information. And no, I think he says something like, I'm not supposed to laugh, right? Yeah, and then he's just like I'm gonna kill you, Sam.
You're not supposed to laugh.
But to be fair, like, oh, that line is so funny, I think, too. All of these lines are so funny, just because it's like, I'm not supposed to laugh, right?
Like, because we get, like, full Soul of Sam mode here. Mm-hmm. And then the crazy stuff's happening to Dean. And Sam's just like, oh, I don't understand empathy. You're going through something. I'm gonna bang the waitress.
Listen, okay. I just want to say, too, about this episode. This episode's, like, really funny. But, like, if you took out all jokes aside, I'm like, this is, like, really traumatic for Dean, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, he's already been, like, abducted into hell and kind of been tortured and, like, poked and prodded. You know what I mean?
How many dimensions does this man have to travel through for people to decide to leave him alone?
And, like, it's just, it's not good for Dean. I'm like, oh, and then poor Sam's just, like, not helping. And I'm just like, poor Dean, if this wasn't so funny. But he makes good light heart of the situation, I think. He, you know, for being abducted.
Right, yeah. You know, he does his best.
But anyway, we get the fairies. They get the crazy lady.
Yeah.
I love it. apparently fairies are like comes in different shapes and sizes, like gnomes and trolls. I was like, what else?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And
leprechauns.
They said dark trolls, dark fairies. They said something else, like the dark fairy can only be killed with iron or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I really like when they like are kind of a little bit more specific about stuff like this, just to kind of like even to generalize the statement, but like to just give more to the lore of it. So like we have a full rounded universe.
Mm-hmm.
Just those little things that they're just like, oh yeah, all these things are real.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. It's fun.
Or like they bring in the whole thing of like Rumpelstiltskin, which becomes the whole episode, is because mm-hmm. the evil guy's like a leprechaun, right?
Right. Staking firstborns.
And staking firstborns. I don't know if Rumpelstiltskin was a leprechaun. I think he was just like a fairy, whatever you want to say. I don't know. Elf thing. I don't know. He just was. People say Rumpelstiltskin, they're like, yes, that weird guy. The weird short man who stole children. Like,
is that what he did?
Yeah, he kidnapped firstborn. Yeah, that was the whole thing of being like, I don't remember what. It was some, like, it's one of those, like,
I don't think I really read
fairy tale
Yeah,
stories.
I don't think I really read the Rumpelstiltskin
I mean,
one.
It's really not that. It was just like, you want a wish? Okay, I'm going to come back to you in, like, 10 years or something. And then they're like, okay. And then, like, they have their wish of, like, I want to marry my prince. And then they're like, okay. And then they have a firstborn. And he's like, I'm going to steal your firstborn. And they're like, no. And that was the story. But, like, don't make deals with leprechauns, I guess, or something.
Yeah, don't make deals. Really, bottom line is don't make deals.
I was like, what is the moral of this story? Don't make deals with leprechauns, I guess.
But after they find out all this information, usually they stand up and they leave, blah, blah, blah. But she's like, no, sit down, finish your tea, finish your tea. Oh, and the ones are like, okay.
And you stay.
And I love how Sam picks up the tea and she's like, do you have bigger cups?
Again, I want to know the line. Is that a line or did Jared make this up?
I
kind of think Jared made it up.
The cup looked just so small in that man's hands.
The funny thing is, it didn't even look that small in Jensen's hand. No, in Jensen's hands, they didn't even look that small.
Yeah.
Just Jared's. Maybe they gave him a smaller cup.
I hope that would have been really fun. We'll give Jared a really small cup, guys. It'll be really funny.
Really funny.
Me as a PA. Me working on the set.
I'm like,
cup. That's gonna be really funny. You guys
and then
watch.
Later on, he's just like, and you go up to Jared, like, how'd you like that small cup, Jared? And then they're like, oh, did you do this?
A little tiny teacup.
Like, yes, you got the smallest one of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I do really like later on when Dean's being chased by the creepy other fairy person mm-hmm. who's trying to kill him because he has a mark on him.
Yeah, the one he saw through the window.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he goes attacks the guy. Smaller gentleman. In my mind, he's just like, you fucking fairy, you fuck you fairy, like, you know what I mean, being like, die fairy, you know, because he thinks it's a fairy. Also, I do enjoy that, like, Dean, this man was very large and now you're attacking a very small gentleman. How do you not realize who you're attacking? But for whatever reason, the first time I saw this, I was just like, oh, that's rough, because of course it's like, daddy, no, why are you being attacked? And everyone's like, why are you attacking this gentleman and everything? And then it hit me and I'm like, fairy is a derogatory slur for gay men.
Term. Yeah.
I don't know why.
And then,
I don't know why it didn't hit me, because then later on when he's being arrested, the guy was just like, what kind of hate crime is this? Because I was just like, oh, because
was
he short? Yeah.
The context, they're fighting fairies, because of course this makes complete sense. You think he's the fairy, so you call him a fairy. This makes absolute sense.
It was so funny. Well, because then again, I guess I just never put two and two in my head. I don't know why. I just didn't.
And then he gets arrested, and it's like, I don't even understand what kind of hate crime this was. And you're like, hate crime? And you're like, oh.
Oh, well, because I was saying, because he was short.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's the hate crime. I guess in my head, I was like, when we watched it originally, I was like, oh, that's the hate crime. And then I was like,
no. That's why he was confused. He was like,
no, because he called him a fairy.
So multi-layered hate crime.
And even the guy was just like, I don't know what you have against like homosexuals. And he's like, I don't have anything against the gay people. Like, I'm sorry about the gay man. He's like, well, he wasn't gay. He has his wife and kids. And then he was like, good.
So, cool. They're like, he's also the DA. And you're like, cool.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
so not optimal.
I don't know. I don't know how Dean got out of that. Because I'm surprised the DA... Because the DA, he dropped the charges. That's how he got out of jail. Because I was wondering, I was like, Dean, how did you get out of jail? He's Dean fucking Winchester. How did no one, like...
How did he get out of jail? He's been dead a couple of times.
We did have a side tangent about that. Because I was like, I wonder... And I'm kind of sad they don't mention it about... They couldn't find Bella because, of course, she burned her prince. And so I was like, did the boys do this? Like, I wonder if they did this because...
Were they just trying to rely on don't get arrested ever again?
Yeah, but I wish they would have like almost like said it because it was the whole thing of like, I wish maybe this show was not the CW and it was like Showtime or HBO because like they could say or do other things. And I think they would have delved more into tidbits of this, mm-hmm. like burning your fingers, or they would have showed or been like, yeah, we had to burn our fingers or whatever. Yada, yada, yada. Just sad tangent about that. But I did enjoy Dean's hate crime. Had that onto there. His also, it was just funny to me to be like, oh, if the whole theory of Dean being bi, and then he's just like, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't a hate crime.
It wasn't a hate crime. It was just a regular crime. It was a regular crime.
Oh my god. I wish he said that. That would be so fucking funny too. Be like, wasn't a hate crime, just a regular crime. And then the guys are like, regular, that doesn't make it any better.
A regular assault. And he's like, wouldn't it though?
And then I do really like, you know, as Dean's also getting arrested, I forgot to mention that. Of course, like, Sam's just like, Dean, what is going on? Could you imagine being a bystander and being like, Dean, what is going on? And then this random guy who's being arrested for a hate crime that you just witnessed mm-hmm. was like, you fight those fairies! You fight those fairies! And Sam's like, what does that mean? And then okay. he's like, you fight the fairies! And like, everyone's looking at you like, what is going on?
And you have to be like,
I don't know, let's go fight some fairies, I guess.
And then he's like, let's go fight some fairies.
I'm pretty sure that was an ad lib by Jensen too, because I think I don't know if there was a line, mm-hmm. but I know for a fact Jensen added like, "You fight those fairies."
Oh, did he? That's funny.
Yeah, because like either maybe he did have a line or something, mm-hmm. or it was like, "You gotta find him" or something like that, and he just couldn't remember, or he thought it would be funnier to being shoved into a police.
It was funnier.
Like, "You fight those fairies," and Jared's like, "What?"
Huh?
Again, I like to indulge in the supernatural lore that they've had made because I do like that. You know, this leprechaun dude's like, who ends up being the UFO guy from the mm-hmm. beginning.
He got us.
Yeah, he got us. He was like, I can get your soul back, Sam. Like, I can do it. And then Sam's just like, angels couldn't do it. What makes you think you could do it? And the guy was just like, ha, you're angels. That's not my God. And I really like that they keep bringing this up because it just kind of like drills into the fact that I think the angels and God, this God, is really old. The angels don't come around a lot. They are powerful beings. They're just, and again, we had this conversation of like, angels are very powerful beings in the sense that like they can't be killed or they're very hard to kill. So they're like mm-hmm. powerful. And leprechauns and fairies are also very powerful for power wise, but they're easier to kill.
Yeah.
What's the whole thing? Because again, with this leprechaun, you drop some salt or some rice or some sugar and they have to count it.
They gotta count it.
So, and I don't even think they said how they could be killed. I don't even think they could be killed. I think they were just like, iron hurts them, other than being exploded into a microwave.
Iron. Probably stabbed through the heart with some iron, cut their head off with iron, like.
Yeah, well, and so that's the whole thing of like, well, yeah, maybe that would work. I don't know. I think cutting anyone's head off would work, but apparently it doesn't, but I don't know. Maybe it can just reattach their body. Depends on the thing. But yeah, I really like that they always bring that up. We're in a different universe, parallel to this one, because then also they're talking about purgatory, so it is really interesting to be like, oh, well, like, they live there.
The world building. Mm-hmm. The lore.
Also, I just realized I misread. It wasn't the God. It was your devil, not mine, because he's like, it's in the cage with the devil. He's mm-hmm. like, your devil, not mine. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, there are other devils in the world?
He's not impressed with Lucifer.
I mean, no one honestly is impressed with Lucifer at all. They're just like, it's just a child having a temper tantrum. I don't care about this child.
I don't know. I'm pretty impressed by Lucifer. I would be kind of scared of him and his power.
Yeah, but again, if you're like this really old god being that like, you've been older, or you've been alive longer than the thing's father, because that was the whole thing with the Hammer of the Gods, that they're like, yeah, some of us are older than like God himself, or this God, you know what I mean? So how should I be impressed with his dumb son? I am not impressed.
And though it seemed tempting to try and make a deal with this little leprechaun man to get his soul back, Sam didn't do it.
I think also he was like, I think I'm going to have to give my firstborn.
I'm like, I want to say them, but I'm not going to.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to be like, what firstborn? And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh. I'm like, Sam doesn't have a firstborn, and then I was like, oh.
I mean, he could later after hunting, unless he doesn't die.
I suppose. But when Sam tells Dean this, Dean's like, oh, I'm kind of surprised you didn't do it. Sam's just like, dude, I do still have all of my brain cells. Like, I'm not gonna make a deal with some leprechaun man yeah. that I know like nothing about to try and get my soul back.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe Sam's not as interested in getting his soul back when it just means suffering, apparently.
Really sign up before we get move on to the next episode. I just wanted to say, I love monsters that like are super powerful and they seem unstoppable. And yet there's a very easy fix to their solution because that's the monsters in season 7.
I was going to talk about, I'm like, 7?
Yeah, and like that's like all I think about because that's like my favorite thing being like, I bet it's something stupid that kills them. Like soap.
It's like wool. Yeah. You throw a wool blanket over them, they're like rendered powerless.
Yeah. To me, that's always so funny to be like.
You pelt them with those wool dryer balls.
Well, because if you think about it, like a lot of these things are like non-earth related things. So it's like, of course, these man-made objects would be like harmful to them because like that's not natural things that they made them up. Yeah. Okay. On to the next episode, Caged Heat, which I also remembered nothing about, but then we were watching it and I was like, oh yeah, I vaguely do. And again, I was trying to come up with theories for things and like, nothing is holding water. I feel like I almost want to rewatch season 6 after we've seen season 6.
Hold on, let me re-watch this.
Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is true. And you're like, yeah, that sounds right, but I don't know enough about Supernatural to prove it.
But I don't remember enough about the subplots of season 6 of Supernatural to, you know, dispute it. Yeah, so here we are.
I don't know. First, I was very confused about this episode because I literally thought we missed an episode because I was like, why is Crowley being tied up? And then I was like,
You were like yelling at me, like, are you pausing this? Is this paused? Why is Crowley tied up? I'm like, and me. I started at the recap. She had started on actual episode. And it was I'm like, what are you talking about?
It like started with Crowley and then it was like previously. And I was like, wait, what? Like,
what are you talking about? And then we get to the actual episode. And I'm like, so this is what you saw.
I'm so confused. Well, and then I was like, is it paused? And you were like, no. And I'm like, pause it. And then like, I could just hear it in the background. And I'm like, is it paused?
I was
like,
trying I was trying to pause it, and it actually inserted a pause, and then yours immediately started playing.
I was getting so frustrated, so I was like, work!
Technology is interesting sometimes.
I fucking hate it. Anyway, just a few tidbits there. We got, they said iridium hurts alpha shifters, because they had the alpha shifter. I was like, ooh, that's fun. Maybe that's where we get, I don't know a lot about elements, so maybe iridium in, what is it? Silver. Silver's just maybe a different form of iridium. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
I don't know, but iridium, I guess, is man-made or rare or something. I don't know, but...
Oh, well, is silver man-made? Silver seems man-made. I don't know enough about elements to dispute it.
No, well, you know, you mine silver and gold.
Do you?
Yeah, that's why they're, like, precious metals.
I mean, diamonds are also precious metals, but you don't want me getting into that.
Diamonds aren't metals, they're gems.
You know what I meant!
So that's a stone.
But they're not precious, they're just so precious because of the capitalistic nature of
it. Right, because commodities and blah, 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 but then a guy figured out how to make it by doing a lot of pressure and heat, and then there's a diamond. People don't like that, so they still buy regular earth diamonds. I don't know. Chemistry was a hard class for me. I didn't do well with that one. I thought Crowley wearing a white apron while torturing himself was pretty on brand for him.
Yes, I really like that. I was wondering when we were going to get to this because I was like, this is such a, like an iconic Crowley moment with like him in the white apron.
I thought it was later. I was surprised we saw it so soon. I forgot about this.
He brings it up again.
Well, he absolutely does.
He wants to wear a suit. He's like, what is with you monsters being so gross? I really liked how the demons were super sassy to the boys because this is the only time that they're ever sassy to the boys. This time and only this time. Any other time they'd be killed on sight. They're like, I'm not messing with Winchesters. I'm not giving them any reason to kill me. Like,
there was some back and forth.
Fuck you.
There was some back and forth here. But they wanted to go in and get Crowley, so you gotta work together.
Yeah, they also mentioned something that I'm gonna mention this now, because they mentioned this in the last three episodes. Okay. It was in All Dogs Go to Heaven, you know, when they were gonna go put down the dog Lucky. Mm-hmm. And Dean tells Sam, he's like, I want to make sure that I'm not just sending them to a lifetime of hell of like demon rape. And I was like, okay, that's weird. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, sad, because Dean would have experience. And I was like, oh no, Dean, oh no.
Fair.
I don't like that. They don't ever mention that, but you know damn well Alistair had some weird fucked up ways to torture Dean. And I'm like, poor Dean. Anyway, and then they said something, the probing thing, being like, oh, the fourth kind's the butt thing, and like, all just all this stuff. And I was like, huh, okay, funny joke, but like.
He was just abducted.
He was just, yeah, like, it is, like.
Little sensitivity here, Solo
like,
Sam.
And it was just kind of weird. I was like, okay, that's whatever, you know, okay, whatever. And then in this episode, like, the demon was just, like, said something along the lines of, they were just making other jokes about not dropping the soap, and then Sam's like, you better get a, like, rope to tie the soap then, or something.
Stock up on, like, soap on a rope or whatever.
Yeah, and I was just like, what the fuck? fuck, guys? Like, why are we bringing this up so many times? And of course, it was just like stuff about them being in hell or like being somewhere else. Why do we keep bringing up like this demon rape? Like, I don't like what. It was just kind of funny. Again, rewatching this to see like not how edgy the show was, but like what they said. And again, it's funny because now they would not say that on TV. They would not keep saying it unless it was like a point being made about it, a show. But for general audiences, I was.
This is not a 2021 joke.
Yeah. Even I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. The Close Encounters thing, that's, I would say, is like funny, but it was just weird that they kept bringing it up. And it just so happened to watch people just 3 episodes in a row that I was like,
I mean, this is kind of sus. Fair, I don't remember them saying the phrase demon rape in this show, so I was a little.
Dude, well, that's why it's one thing to imply, you know what I mean? But they were like, yeah, you're going to get.
They literally said this.
Fucked in hell. That's all I could think of. And I was like, what is happening? I'm so stressed out. I don't like this. And especially because they don't say anything, but we know. It's like, I know that you know that, why you know that shit happened in hell for poor Dean. It happened. I don't know what to tell you. It was really bad. Because even Alistair said something. And like, he was just like, I got in all the areas, Dean. And it was like, no. But then, yeah. The rest of this was just like, Crowley episode, kind of, you know, he wants to kill off the Lucy loyalties, as he said, or that's what Meg said, I'm pretty sure, which I enjoyed because I was like, I like it. Or Lucifer loyalties, I think was probably it. I just wrote Lucy because I was just like, haha, funny. So I also really like that Sam was the one who praised to Cass.
Well, Sam lies to Cass to get him down here. Sam sells him the plot to, you know, Raiders. Cass flies down. And Sam's just like, bro, you fell for that? No, that's not why you're here. But we do need your help. And Cass is pissed. You know, he's like, Sam, hello, Civil War? Sam's like, I don't give a rat's ass about your Civil War, bud.
Ooh, side note kind of about that. I think that's why, like, maybe Cass was so pissed. Because he knows that Dean wouldn't bother him unless it was, like, really important, I think.
Yeah.
Because Dean, you know, doesn't want to ask for help from
people.
He has
empathy as well.
And so, yeah. And so he was probably just like, oh, I'm not going to call Cass because he's probably busy. He has made it a known fact that he's like, I am busy with the Civil War. Stop calling me, you assholes. Like, I don't know what you want from me. So he's like, are you fucking kidding me? You called me down here, like, to lie to me? He's like, this is why no one likes you, Sam. Like, that's why I like Dean.
Well, Cass was just pissed off because he's like, are you serious? Okay, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this. And then I don't remember the words that were exchanged, if there were any words really exchanged, before Sam literally threatens Cass. He's just...
No, he's like, I will find you and will kill you. And I'm like,
yeah, no, I don't know. I'm saying, I don't know what he says. Was it just Cass being like, okay, I'm leaving. This is...
I think so.
I hate you.
Literally.
So,
he's like, I think he was just like, Crowley, not my problem. Don't care.
He's
goodbye.
Like, oh, this is, I have Raphael, so... My problem trumps your problem right now. Bye.
And the thing is, Crowley isn't a problem for him at this moment. Based on things that I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure happened.
Listen.
They do happen, but...
Listen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sam threatens Cass. He's like, I will hunt you down and kill you. I will figure out how.
Come
and
Cass.
And Cass is just like, will you, boy? Cass is just like, I don't have time for your shit.
I did like, he was like, boy.
I mean, to be fair, Cass is very old and Sam is absolutely not. So, but yeah, it was cute. Then Dean just comes bouncing up. Ooh, Cass showed up? Hi, Cass.
I know. And then I do really like, see,
Cass is here?
That Cass and Sam know that they have to protect Dean. So Sam's like, yeah, look, he came, didn't he?
Friends, Cass is just friend like, Cass. Cass
yep. I agreed to help.
I'm here to assist.
Not based on threats. Even though Sam Winchester can land a fucking hand on me, but...
I mean, he could.
Going on the Cass train. You know, when Sam and Dean and Samuel are all arguing about, like, family and whatnot. I don't know. One of the arguments that they're having.
Sure.
And Dean is like, Cass, can you leave for a second? First of all, I like that your Winchester problems don't relate to him. Like, honestly, A, he probably doesn't care, but also, like, he does care. So, like, what are you so afraid of that he's gonna learn?
It is actually funny that he's just like, Cass, can you, like, leave?
Like, well, and then on top of that, I was like, do you actually think that he's just, like, leaving and giving you space? Because it's the whole thing of, like, hey, can you leave the room for a second? And it's just like, we can still hear you out here. Like, I'm not, like, I'm a celestial being. I kind of think they do this later with someone else.
Do you not think that Cass is literally just thinking about his, you know, Civil War upstairs and not on your dumb family drama that honestly he doesn't really care about, because he would kill Samuel without hesitation. He doesn't care about him.
Literally, if Dean was like, kill him, he'd be like, okay.
Cass would just be like, this guy? He giving you problems, honey? No problem. I'll kill him for you. Don't you worry. No problem.
No. And the funny thing is, he would just kill him with his angel blade, be like, yeah. I'm not wasting my grace on this. Like, psh.
No, of course not. That's for healing.
I say I like their conversation with, like, the whole family thing. I think it does get pretty intense because this kind of just, again, sets up the narrative nicely. Family doesn't end in blood because I guess blood is also screwing with you, kind of. He wants to bring Mary back to life. Mm-hmm. And Dean brings up the whole point of, like, well, we're her sons, and, like, you're, how would she feel about knowing that you hurt her sons? And he's like, I don't really care. I don't know you. I know that happens later, but, like, you know, they're all the entire fights with Samuel. They're like, I don't know you. You say this family ends in blood business. You're not my family. That's something I think that Dean says that, like, John learned, is even though you're not my family, you're still my family because it's blood kind of thing. But, like, I don't...
No, it was John's... They're talking about blood. John meant it. He lived by those words.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That family... Like, your blood is your family, and
regardless,
you stick with them because it's their, your blood. They're your family.
Mm-hmm.
Which Samuel did not do.
No, and I really, Dean's just kind of like, he kind of sticks with that. Okay, so my blood is just turning its back on me. I thought it was so weird that I understand that he wants his daughter back, but at the same time, yeah, wouldn't she be pissed off if you did get her back? She'd fucking hate you, Samuel.
Look what happened to Sam.
I
know! Sam don't have a soul, buddy.
Man, I don't know.
You were saying fuck so much in this episode.
I don't know.
So much.
I was heated. Dude, it's already a bad episode. We were talking about demon rape. Like,
it's not optimal.
It's not a good episode. It's not for the kiddies.
Neither is the show, honestly.
I forgot it was this episode that, like, when they're doing research and Cass is the room, you know, watching porn. Like I said. This show is not for the kiddies.
It's a banana show.
As you
show.
Do, yeah. And I really like that, you know, the boys are just, A, doing it. And I kind of forgot this was with Soulless Sam, because this makes more sense now, because I've always seen this video and seen, like, the gifs of it and been like, why is Sam not laughing about it more or having more of a reaction? Because I, like, he would think this was funnier or, like, think it was weirder. And he's just staring like, he's a weird guy. I don't know. Just leave him to do what he
wants
to do.
The angel can do what he wants to do. I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah, like, whatever. And then Dean, of course, is just like, what are you doing?
Dean is not happy about this. He's like, sir, excuse me.
But to be fair, I like how Cass says, like, if he likes the babysitter so much, why is he slapping her rear end? That is the clue that cued them in that he's watching porn. Mm-hmm. Not weird noises coming from the
TV. They weren't hearing
the
anything, I don't think. And then all of a sudden, Cass just is just like, I mean, if the pizza man loves her so much, why is he slapping her rear? Has she done something wrong? And he's just like, what? What are you watching? What are you watching? Like a six-year-old, like, stumbling on some, like, TVMA TV show. Yeah. What are you watching?
I like that no one gets up to turn it off, too.
Well, Dean is just shook, and he's like...
Dean's just like, no. He's like, I don't know, you don't watch porn or something? And he's like, no, not in a room full of other dudes. And I was like, also, you don't talk about it. Like, yeah. And then, of course, Samuel comes in. And again, why did Dean open the door? Dean, why didn't you turn it off and be like, okay, no more of this?
He
opens the door with Samuel, and Samuel's like, this is what you do?
Is what you guys get up to?
What are you doing?
Yeah, you really should have taken care of the situation here with the porn watching angel, and then open the door.
It was
that
fun, yeah,
turn the
Samuel's
TV
like,
off.
This is what you do? You just sit around and watch porn all day?
And then Cass,
we don't talk about
we're
it.
Not supposed
I just
to talk about it, and I'm like,
I think that's so much funny,
God
though,
it,
because
Cass.
Of, like, of course, like, the implication of me like, yeah, we don't talk about
yeah,
it.
It's just
or
like,
we're not
oh
supposed
God.
To talk about it.
Dean's like, I would love if you just took your angel blade and slit my throat right now.
I know.
I would.
He's like, I don't have time for this. Like, Samuel, move on. Why the fuck are you here? No, but once I get inside with all, like, the monsters being trapped, I did feel a little bad. You know, the gin that they had for the second episode. Please help me. That's rough. That is kind of rough. I do feel bad. You know, no one deserves to be, like,
they're all
locked in cages.
Yeah.
Being, like, poked and tortured and see what makes you tick. That's just not fun. I'm like, just kill them. And then... we get the most triggering thing, monster on Supernatural.
Oh.
The Hellhounds!
Oh, the Hellhounds.
I don't like that.
Nobody likes it.
I don't like the Hellhounds. Mm-hmm. I will say it again and again. I don't like the Hellhounds. Also, I kind of forgot that how many times we actually get Hellhounds. They're not very prominent after, like, season 8. I don't like them. But we do get our 20th blood cannon, I guess. They're, like, technically they could be two. But
20, 21st. We're lumping those two into one.
Yeah, like, they were just, like, splattered on the door, which I do
It
count.
Did kind of look like you could have filled a t-shirt launcher and shot it at the door. We were arguing about this. She's like, do you want to cut on his blood cannon? I'm like, I don't know. It's not all that. It's not really gutsy.
It
kind
of
like,
was.
But it was, like, kind of thick and, like, there was some blood. Like, we literally were talking about the type of blood splatter on the stupid doors of the episodes going on. She's like, should we count? I'm like, just count as one.
Yeah.
She's like, fine. We'll count as one blood cannon.
Yeah. So there's the 20th blood cannon. Mm-hmm. We're making our way finally. I was like, are we going to end this entire series with, like, 10 blood cannons?
I know. Like, it's like, do we start counting these for no reason? I remember them there being a lot more.
Dude, well, and then I guess I'm thinking, oh, always a blood splatter too that we really haven't been counting with. Mm-hmm. The stuff that's like on the wall. Right, but like,
because that's not a blood cannon.
No, I know. Maybe it's just later when we get more, which season 6 is like monster heavy. So mm-hmm. like, I'm thinking like maybe we're going to
keep the momentum keep going it, yeah, with the blood yeah, cannons. Yeah.
Listen, I like Meg as a character. She mm-hmm. gets fun lines as a demon. However,
agreed.
I cannot forgive her because she killed Ellen and Joe. It is really hard because later seasons, I do like her. And I think she's kind of a cool character and everything. But I just almost can't. It's really hard for me.
I just want her to keep her dumb demon hands off of Cass. I'm sorry.
I it's didn't stupid. Really like
it's that, stupid. And
I mean, okay, listen. To be fair, if you were with, if you were like this demon, you're like, whatever, I got nothing else to live for. And you're like, I'm going to go die by killing some hellhounds. And the last thing that you ever wanted to do was kiss some hot angel. I'd be like, yeah, okay.
I mean.
And then, but the thing is, Cass kisses her back.
I don't like that at all.
Which is really funny. But again, I think, I think Cass, this show's growth. In my opinion, and not just the bad writers, that Cass is trying to like feel other things, because as we see, why sure. did he decide to watch porn of all the things online? Just because it was there? I think he's curious and wants to know about life and humans, and he's never had occasion and never has seen, you know, the things. And
sure
that came out dirtier than I meant, just right. things in general. He's never experienced human normal things that a normal human gets to go through in life.
Right.
He's never had that. He would probably never actually get to experience that if they didn't meet the Winchesters.
And I'm like, I'm so stressed right now.
I did like that Sam also was like, is this happening right now? It yeah. was different of like, is this really happening right now? We have bigger things to deal with right now. And what are we doing? And then Dean is like, is this happening right now? I'm stressed. Why I mean, are you kissing
Dean is
demon?
Like, okay. Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
We got hellhounds, though. Like, sure. what?
Yeah. I love that the reason she kisses him is, one, okay, earlier she was checking him out. You didn't remember this, but yeah, they were outside, and, you know, he was about to go inside, and Meg's, like, checking him out. Anyway, and then she kisses him here to snatch his little angel blade, because she obviously needs a weapon to kill these hellhounds with. I don't like it. It's a no TP for me, but I don't like it.
I mean, no, I just think it's kind of funny. Like, I think it's more
I mean,
like
mood, but, like, don't touch him.
Meg and Kaz's relationship is interesting. I like the dynamic. It's kind right. of like Dean and Bella. I like the things that they bring to screen. Mm-hmm. I say chemistry together, but like they're just...
I understand what you're
they're
saying.
They're banter yeah. on there. And sure. like what they say, because it's funny, because like she calls him Clarence. Haha, that's funny. That's and cute. Then he's like, I don't understand that reference. And that's like, but he just kind of goes with it. And then... Yeah.
He's like, I accept that you... What you're saying makes sense.
He calls her a whore. And she's like, buy me dinner. You're like, haha, funny. Like, yeah, I know, right? Like...
But at the end, we have Cass, who burns Crowley's bones.
Because he was like, you are not to touch the Winchester boys. I am tired of you. You know, after they say of Meg, Demon, who's torturing Meg, is like, why are you laughing? Like, Dean Winchester's behind you. Dean fucking Winchester's behind you.
Really quick side note, it was nice that Dean did untie her. Also, of course, she's like naked again.
Dude, I was literally, they did that with Jen. And I was like, why yeah. do they keep doing it? See, this just like doesn't happen in like later seasons. Because to me, I'm like, why does she have to be like
well, the problem is they
naked?
Don't do it to any of the men they've strapped to torturing tables, which they've strapped men to torturing tables before, and they don't.
I mean, but do you really want to see Alistair?
I mean, I don't want
to... But I know what you mean. Like, to me, right. I'm like, yeah, why would you, like, strip the women? Because if they're demons, they're demons. They don't give a shit about their bodies.
It doesn't matter.
Also, that's not their bodies. But also, I feel like anyone... See, and that's the whole thing that actually... Oh, now you opened a can of worms.
I'm sorry.
That makes me angry, because that's just being like, oh, well, the women would feel bad about their bodies being exposed. I'm like, what, you're saying that men wouldn't be... like unhappy that their bodies are being exposed and that their bodies are being torn up and everything. I think they also have a personal attachment to certain parts of their body. Hello? I don't know. Yeah, that was just, that bothers me a lot. But yeah, I'm like, they don't have attachments. They're not, it's not their bodies anymore. So like, why would they care?
They were never their bodies.
No, I know. Yeah. That's my whole point is that they're a demon. So they could be in like a male's body too. I don't know. Right. Like that's
well,
the
what
thing.
I had said earlier when this had shown up with Jen, Ruby, mm-hmm. is that I think it's just another layer of supposed vulnerability.
Oh, yeah.
To try and make them seem more vulnerable.
But why would you do that with just women? Because that makes it seem that the women would be feeling vulnerable because they're naked. And
anyone
again,
would feel vulnerable when they're naked, strapped to a table. Yeah,
so that's my whole point.
Yes,
why?
I'm agreeing with you. Yes, exactly.
They should have done Alistair then, too. Just been like, whatever. He wouldn't have cared, though. And that's the whole point. And that would have made it,
that
honestly, more better.
That wouldn't have been a power move.
That would have been a power move for Alistair to be like, I don't care.
No. It wouldn't have been a power move for the angels to, like, strip his vessel because...
No, I'm saying Dean could have done it, though.
Oh, I guess.
Because, like, you know damn well Alistair probably did that to Dean.
I still don't really think that's much of a power move for Alistair because he doesn't care.
Us as the audience would see it more as a power move.
See him more vulnerable.
Putting yourself in that situation and being like, oh, that would really suck.
I understand. I understand. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that does. It did bother me, actually. I was like, why are we doing this again? I feel like this happens a few more times, and I'm just like, and it's always women.
I was like, damn, Rachel, you must be cold. Dude looks cold.
Well, because they do this weird strap thing where it's just like...
They got her chin going.
Actually, this is just like a really annoying thing, actually, thinking about it. Because this just kind of just shows... Again, it has to do the whole thing with the demon rape thing. Like, I'm just like, why are these women tied up? Their wrists, their lowers, their neck. It was just weird. I'm like, just why?
The chin to keep it... I don't know why.
But yeah, to me, I'm like, that seems... Why? Sure. It just sends rapey vibes to me. Like, here, we're gonna pin you down and make sure you can't move.
She is being tortured.
I mean, I know, but like, I don't know. I just didn't like the vibes that it sends. I'm just like, it just sends weird vibes.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Like, why did they have to take all of? I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, she was knocked out first, which is not helping at all. But she would have been knocked out first. So I was like, well, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of work because they'd be struggling. I'm like, no, she was knocked out cold. She wasn't struggling.
Yeah. So not why good. Does this demon care? I don't know. It was just weird.
Adding to your point of bad vibes here.
Dude, it's just weird. I never realized how much this gave me the heebie-jeebies, but like, I'm like, I don't know. I don't like these weird vibes that they're sending.
It is the bad taste in your mouth sort of thing when you're just like, this situation again.
Well, again, to me, it's like the writing. It's like, it's just doing it just to do it, but it's not adding to the story. You're just sending bad vibes just because you want to send them. And all I can think of is one thing
you're
from
just sending
Buffy.
You're just sending me ugh vibes, and like, I don't want those.
No, yeah, no, did you hear what I said? That I was just like, it just sends me the bad vibes of like Buffy from like later seasons.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, so I'm just like, why are you doing this? It's like, oh, well, because of the... It's like, no, fuck off. You could have done this in a more tasteful way. That's the thing I think I'm hung up on, is you could have done this in a more tasteful way, and they don't.
Or you could have had your story make sense and not done it at all, but, you know, that's just me. Yeah. We don't need to talk about season 6 of Buffy.
Yeah, so... Anyway... Cass burns Crowley's bones. That was the whole point of this.
So anyway...
That was the whole point of all this, because he's like, yeah... Don't touch the boys. Like, to my boys. I'm like, oh, yay, Cass.
Wholesome.
Yay, you're
boys,
saving
them. Plural.
And then he does ask. I do really like, Cass is like, can you save Sam's soul? And Crowley's like, I don't want to tell you anything. And then he's like, can you save Sam's soul? Answer me. And like, he's like, no, I can't, and everything. Mm-hmm. Two things, because, again, Cass knows what's going on there and who saved Sam, because it definitely wasn't Crowley. Spoiler alert. So, I think maybe Cass wanted to know if he could do it or knew how to do it or, like, anything, and Crowley's like, no, I don't know.
I have no information.
I can't do this. And then, like, he just immediately burns the bones, right?
Can I say something really quick? I didn't think about this till right now, but the last time we saw Crowley's bones, I'm pretty sure they were in a duffel bag, and Cass is just holding a sack of bones.
Well, they made it seem like Crowley took it somewhere.
Well, Crowley hid them, but I feel like he would hide them in the container he'd had them in.
You would think.
So I was like, he took them out and put them in a bigger sack? That doesn't make sense.
That's why I say Cass apparently burned Crowley's bones. Yeah.
Crowley comes back.
Crowley does come back. So, which is kind of funny. Oh my God, could you imagine, like, what episode is this?
10?
Was this the mid-season finale?
Oh, yeah. It would have been.
Was this the mid-season finale?
I don't know. Probably. I think it would have been.
I think the next one's the mid-season finale. I think this one...
Are we doing 11?
I'm like 75% sure that this one is not the mid-season
finale. It's always either episode 10 or 11 that's the mid-season.
I think the next one, because I was like, what is the mid-season
finale?
Actually,
I think one time, like, episode 9 was the mid-season, which was weird, but whatever.
But anyway, yeah. So I was just like, that's a little weird that they killed him, I say, relatively early. And such a fast death, too, I think. Knowing that he comes back, I'm just like, wow, that seems very quick. I feel like I knew. So I think it's... I keep getting confused, because like I said, I know what happens later on with Crowley. And so I keep getting confused, because Cass is saying certain things, and I'm just like, I feel like this is not right. And it was the whole big brain idea that, like, well, Cass is hanging out with someone who's making him talk this way, who's letting him be, who's influencing him in a different way to act a certain way. I don't know. I think it's getting really hard for me to, like, figure out what's going on, because I'm like, oh, as a rewatch, I know what's happening. But I'm like, but do I, though? When Dean and Cass are kind of like talking, and of course, it's the whole thing that, he didn't say this here, but when he was like, I just didn't want to talk to you guys because I feel ashamed, trying to win this war, and it's not working out. I don't know if we're going to win. And he doesn't want to bother the boys. And he even tells him, he's like, I'd rather be here with you, but, like, I can't be here. Like, I have to go win this war. I have to go do stuff.
Much of the time, I'd rather be here. Heart emoji.
I know. Like, and I do really like the boys are like, we can help. And I just wish, and that's the whole thing. I think that Dean is so preoccupied with Sam right now because he's in this weird headspace.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that relationship, I think, does change between, like, putting Cass's problems on the back burner later. Actually, for this reason. I just realized that's exactly why Dean doesn't put Cass's problems on the back burner. It's because what happens at the end of season 6? He probably could have prevented this.
Yeah, probably.
So if he was like, Cass, what's wrong? Can you just tell me? Just tell me, buddy. Come on.
I mean, to be fair, in here he does say, you know, hey, you know, no need for apologies. You know, we're friends, which I have two things about that. One, it's very cute. Dean acknowledges that they're friends because I don't think he explicitly has been like, we are friends.
Yeah, I do think Cass does need that confirmation.
Which is super wholesome. Second, I thought it was interesting that they don't really cut to Cass when they say that. We cut to Sam instead, which I thought was interesting. So you see Cass's blurry side profile, which still looks radiates guilt. And then you see Sam, but I don't remember the expression on his face because I was just noticing that they cut to him. But I was like, oh, maybe we're trying to see Sam's reaction to be like, oh, maybe Sam doesn't trust Cass because, you know, Sam did threaten Cass at the beginning of the episode and like blah, blah, blah. Man, like maybe they're trying to make a point about that. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I guess. Agree with that. Yeah.
There's got to be a reason they would have done this. They don't just do things on this show, as we were proving over and over again.
Maybe they just didn't like Misha's shots. Maybe it was too gay.
They just didn't like Misha. You know what? You're right. They just don't like him. So they never appreciated him.
Listen, was it this scene where like Misha kept wanting to sit on the bed and they were like too gay?
Yeah, it was in like season 4 where he, you know, the dream's just like, oh, what are you dreaming about? But like Misha decided to sit on the bed in the first take and then they were going over and they were like, that's way too gay. Definitely don't do that. Don't do that. And they only did it once. It was the first take they ever did. And then they left it. They picked that take.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wait, really?
Yes.
That's the first take. Misha
just like he just like did that and they were just like, oh no, that's way too gay. And then they did it like a couple times with him just I guess like standing there or whatever. I'm pretty sure it was the first one they did. Either way, Misha did that by himself. And then,
well, because I think like, they wrote it in, like probably it. Or like, because also for scripts they do give you a lot of stage direction, but at the same time they're like,
they do and they don't,
kind of don't, because at that point, because you have to think, someone's job is like to mark up the stage and be like, these are your points, hit your marks. So someone was like, okay, you're here, you're here, you're here, you're here. So the stage director might have been like, okay, sit here, because we're lining up the shot as like kind of like a medium shot.
Yeah,
he could have
been like, what if I sit on the bed and ask him what are the dream about? They're like, yeah, well, okay, sit there, we'll line it up, great, yeah, do it.
Well,
because
then
time.
You have to remember, then you have to do two shots, one of Misha standing because he's gonna be taller than the bed where Dean is sleeping in,
right?
And then you have to pan over or do something like that. So in this shot, you can get Dean sleeping in the bed and then Cass sitting behind him,
right?
And then
exactly.
Just like kind of do one shot with one camera instead of doing this like multi-shot thing.
And then the one they kept because it made sense.
It did. It was really good.
It just made sense. He's an angel. He has no sense of boundaries. This is his favorite human. Why would he not just be like, what are you dreaming about?
Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Hunter Hosts. Check out our ratings of every episode and see where they fall in our rankings. We are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We are driving off, and we will see you all next time in our rearview mirror.
Bye. Bye. I was about to say, it'd be kind of weird for Mary to come back and see her son's full grown. Like, that's not the plot of season 12. I literally was about to just say that. I was literally about to just say that.
Fucking leave it better.
This show does everything.
And Cass, someone, you need to stop.
I'm sorry, I'll go get it this time so I don't leave it here.
Put it on your finger.
It's on my finger.